الله عليه وسلم وجعه. So the dua that ulama say is the Nabawi prescription, or the Nabawi prescription as a painkiller. The person is experiencing any type of pain. Abu al-As, Uthman ibn Abi al-As, he mentions that he complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of some pain. He was experiencing some pain on his body. So he complained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the pain. يَجْهِدُ فِي جَسَدِهِ, the pain he was finding on his body. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described to him what he should do. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that put your hand upon that place. ضع يدك على الذي يألم من جسدك. Put your hand upon that place which is paining on your body and say this. وَقُلْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ ثَلَاثًا. Say Bismillah three times. So first thing you should do, place your hand upon that part of the body that is paining. Say Bismillah three times. Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. So three times say Bismillah. وَقُلْ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. And then say seven times these words. أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ وَأُحَاذِرُ. أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ وَأُحَاذِرُ. People that don't remember, inshallah, I'll print out these words. أَعُوذُ بِعِزَّةِ اللَّهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ وَأُحَاذِرُ. Seven times read this. What it means is I seek protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your power, in your and your might, مِنْ شَرِّ مَا أَجِدُ, from the pain that I'm finding, from this evil that I'm finding, from this difficulty and hardship that I'm experiencing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your qudrat, through your izzat and power, through your might and power, I'm asking you to save me from this pain, this difficulty, this discomfort that I'm finding. وَأُحَاذِرُ, the next part of the dua also is so beautiful. And whatever I'm fearing from this, very often you'll find that a person, he's got a certain condition, but he's more fearful of the results that will come out. Sometimes he doesn't know whether the thing will be malignant. He says, I found that some, had some pain, he found a growth, they managed to remove the growth, but the thing that is worrying me more is the fear that I got of the results. The person doesn't know the results he'll get from the blood test, the results he'll get from the whatever growth had been pulled down, or even the pain it is, he's not sure what is causing the pain. Doctors are doing all sorts of tests. So he's making this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure me from this. وَأُحَاذِرُ, and whatever I'm fearing in the future, also you cure me of that. In other words, complete cure. That what possibility may come out, may arise from this sickness, from this pain, from this difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me complete cure. And whatever possibility, whatever fear that I may have of something else happening, some other complication in the future, even that also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you cure me from that. How nice this dua is. Sometimes the doctor treat, but they don't know whether it has spread. But that is a fear. The person is making this dua, is making the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even that fear that they have, the doctors have, the fear that I have, whatever fear I have, also that also you remove. There's one more hadith. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قال, من عاد مريضا لم يحضره أجله. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, whoever visits a sick person, and his time to pass away hasn't come. In other words, this is not his time to pass away. He's sick, but this isn't his last illness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not decreed it to be his last illness. So he has visited a person at such a time. فَقَالَ عِنْدَهُ سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. And this person says seven times by the sick person, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All Great, رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ, the Lord of the Magnificent Throne, أَيْ يَشْفِيَكَ, that He cure you. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All Great, the Lord of the Magnificent Throne, أَيْ يَشْفِيَكَ, that He causes you shifa, He cures you. إِلَّا عَافَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ الْمَرَضِ, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So no person will make this dua except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure that person. His time to pass away hasn't come. He reads this seven times by that person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that Allah Pak will cure that person. So these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should bring complete yakin on it. It was one story just to illustrate how powerful these duas are. There was one person that went to hospital to visit, the pious person, he went to visit some sick person there. So at the hospital, the doctor is put up a modern person, telling him that what effect can these words have? Here we've got medication, we've got injections, we've got drips, we've got different machines. All these things can help to improve a person's health, but what effect can words have? So in front of all the nurses, in front of everyone there in the ward, this person told the doctor, you fool. Just told him like that, you fool. So imagine, can you imagine a doctor that's there, that's a well-known personality, and somebody just telling him you're fool in front of everybody. So his face became red, his nostrils became flared, this person's eyeballs began bloodshot, started bulging. his veins start getting inflamed. So when he reached that stage, the person told him, calm down. I just wanted to show you what is the power of a word. All I said was, you fool, I only said two words. And that is my words. My weak person like me, my words. Can you imagine the power of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much more powerful these words are. I just wanted to show you what effect words can have. Such a profound effect it had that your blood pressure shot up, your face became red, nostrils became inflamed, eyes became bloodshot. So many things happened to you in such a short period of time. You think the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't have an impact on this person. So this was the point he was trying to prove. You have to have yaqeen that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words and in kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we read, all these things definitely have an effect, but it's the level of yaqeen that we have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.